Let's go talk about what's happening tonight in Big Rapids. Ferris State University, their spring game. Smart move to do it on a Friday night. Stay away from Michigan, Michigan State. Tomorrow, I think 5:30 p.m. will be the kick at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids on the campus of Ferris State University. Rob Bentley is the voice of the Dogs, and he's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my man?
Hey, huge. Great to talk with you today, and doing well, and getting ready for an exciting night of football.
All right, so for fans who are rolling into Big Rapids tonight for the Ferris State football spring game, what's on the schedule?
Coach Denise loves to make this an event, a little more than just the football game. Obviously, the chance for the fans coming in to watch our team play for the first time, since last fall. But, we've got some exciting things planned, some honorary captains, an honorary coach. We've also got some teams that will be recognized, and then some special halftime activities that will involve, a lot of our other championship teams here at Ferris State.
Yeah, I'm probably going to recognize the two Elite Eight men's and women's basketball squads who just wrapped up their seasons.
Yes, we definitely will. They had outstanding seasons and great postseason runs. Going to honor our men's golf team, which won the GLIAC championship last week, and hoping to honor our men's tennis team. They're in action right now, and if they get a win today, they'll clinch at least a share of the GLIAC championship. So, quite a few recent teams that had some outstanding success this second semester will be honored here tonight.
How's the football team looking? They didn't get back to the national championship game. They were looking for the trifecta, three in a row. I did see a practice last Sunday. A lot of speed, a lot of talent. What's the vibe you're getting from Coach Anise on the Ferris State football squad people can expect this fall?
I think they're excited. I think there's some great progress that's been made over the course of the spring, especially on the offensive line, where they really like what they've seen out of that group here over the course of the spring. And I think there's been a hunger, guys motivated, not that they weren't in the past, but you lose in the first round of the playoffs, kind of like we did to an arch rival. I think they've been motivated here throughout winter conditioning and obviously into spring ball, and look at be the best they can be, once fall camp arrives here in early August, and get ready for another great schedule that we have coming up this fall.
Yeah, pretty cool schedule this fall. What's on the docket for Ferris? Obviously, the annual showdown with Grand Valley and the Anchor Bone Classic. You also have the powerful GLIAC that features huge radio network destinations like Michigan Tech, Saginaw Valley, Davenport here in the Grand Rapids area. So a lot of quality schools in this state at the D2 level.
There certainly are. And, we've got six home games coming up this fall, which is exciting for our fans, really getting a chance to watch our team here at home. You mentioned the Grand Valley game back at Lubber Stadium on October 26th. We close out the year with Saginaw Valley and Davenport here at home, back-to-back home games. But, I think right now the focus is on week zero, some new legislation in Division II football. And we've got a week zero game that was just added, going to take on Pittsburgh State, which has been, a team that's been very good the last couple of years and a traditional power in Division II football. And that'll be a big challenge going on the road to open up the schedule. A couple weeks later, we've got Ashland here at home, which has been a playoff team in the past. So, some challenging games that'll really help prepare us for the start of conference play coming up here in early October.
His name is Rob Bentley. He's voice of the Dogs, Ferris State football, Tony Anise and the crew, D2 National Powerhouse in the GLIAC, 5:30 p.m. the kick. What about two and a half hours of things going on tonight at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids?
Yeah, certainly, and it's going to be an exciting night. It's really a chance for a lot of young guys to get on the field and showcase what they can do. A lot of these guys did not play last fall, so it should be an exciting night to watch a lot of those young guys and some veterans that will get a chance to play in front of the fans.
Rob, have a great night, my man.
Hey, thanks, Huge. Always great to talk to you.
Yeah, back at you, Rob Bentley, voice of Ferris State Sports, joining us on the Meyer guest line.